translation and purport. By his divine grace, Srila Bhakti, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The person after Godhead, again, desiring to give names and forms to his parts and parcels. The living entities place them under the guidance of the material nature. By his own potency, material nature is empowered to recreate. Purport. It's quite a long purport. So. The living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord. There are two varieties, namely Nitya Mukta and Nitya Bada. The Nitya Muktas are eternally liberated souls, and they eternally engage in the reciprocation of transcendental loving service with the Lord in his eternal abode, beyond the manifested mundane creations. But the Nitya Bada, or eternally conditioned souls, are entrusted to his external energy, Maya, for ratification of their rebellious attitude towards the Supreme Father. Nitya Badas are eternally forgetful of their relation with the Lord as parts and parcels. They are bewildered by the illusion energy as products of matter, and thus they are very busy in making plans in the material world for becoming happy. They go on merrily with plans, but by the will of the Lord, both the plan makers and the plans are annihilated at the end of a certain period, as above mentioned. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita as follows. O son of Kunti, at the end of the millennium, all living entities merge into my nature, and again, when the time of creation is ripe, I begin creation of my energy, by the energy of my external energy. The word Bhurya indicates again and again. That is to say, the process of creation, maintenance and annihilation is going on perpetually by the external energy of the Lord, and is the cause of everything. But the living being who is constitutionally parts and parcels of the Lord and are forgetful of their sweet relation are given a chance again to get rid of the clutches of material energy and to revive the living being's consciousness. Revealed scriptures are also created by the Lord. Vedic literatures are the guiding directions for the conditioned souls as they get free from the repetition of creation and annihilation of the material world and the material body. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, "This created world and material energy are under my control. Under the influence of Prakriti, automatically they are created again and again, and this is done by me through the energy of my external energy." Actually, the spiritual spark, living entities have no material names or forms, but in order to fulfill their desire to lord it over material energy or material forms and names, they are given a chance for such false enjoyment. At the same time, they are given a chance to understand the real position through the revealed scriptures. The foolish and forgetful living beings are always busy with false forms and false names. Modern nationalism is a culmination of such false names and false forms. Men are mad after false name and form, the form of body obtained under certain conditions is taken up as factual, and the name is also taken under the form of the body attained under certain conditions as taken as factual, and the name also taken bewilders the conditioned souls into misusing the energy and the name of so many isms. The scriptures, however, supply the clue for understanding the real position, but men are reluctant to take lessons from scriptures created by the Lord for different places and times. For example, the Bhagavad Gita is the guiding principle of all human beings, but by the spell of material energy, they do not take care to carry out the programs of life in terms of the Bhagavad Gita. Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam is a postgraduate study of knowledge for one who has thoroughly understood the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, people have no taste for them, and therefore they are under the clutches of Maya for repetition of birth and death. Again, again. So, this purport here, in the beginning, is talking there. Prabhupada describing there are two varieties of jivas, Nityamukta, eternally liberated, and the Nityabhada, the eternally conditioned souls, or the eternally bonded souls. Now, the Nityamukta, or eternally liberated soul, they actually come to this material world on the request of Krishna to come down here to give away, to give a chance, as it says in the purports here, purport, for the Nityabhada, or the bonded soul, to get out of this material world. Now, the Nityabhada has this might new independence. Which one is it now? Yeah. Now, in page 251 of Jiva Dharma, it actually describes what this my new independence is. And this is from chapter 4, Nityadharma, and it says here, Bhagavan Thakur writes, Raghunath Das Babaji, no, sorry, start again, Brajanath, if the jiva were not allocated its fair share of free will, would anything have gone amiss? Sri Krishna is omniscient, so he, the jiva, would have to suffer if given free will. Considering this case, is Sri Krishna not made responsible for the misery of the jiva? Raghunath Das Babaji. This Raghunath Das Babaji is this Brajanath's spiritual master. Answer. Svatanam, free choice is indeed the rarest of gems, and none of the many entities in this material world were given free choice. That would imply the existence of no fewer significant things, and ultimately, if the jiva were not endowed with free will, he would simply be reduced to inert and insignificant matter. The jiva is part and parcel, chit-vastu, the absolute transcendence. Therefore, he possesses the same qualities as the absolute whole, but in minute measurement. Supreme independence is an intrinsic characteristic of the ultimate spiritual substance, Sri Krishna. And to separate a substance from its innate characteristics is, of course, impossible. Therefore, free will is certainly present in the nature of the jiva, but it is proportionate to his infinitesimal size. The intrinsic conditional presence of free will has elevated the jiva to such a higher status than matter and made him its lord and master in the material sense. Free will is also favored the jiva with the responsibility of becoming the dearmost servitor of the Supreme Lord. Yet, when the same jiva misuses its innate free choice, he thus becomes engrossed in material activities. So the jiva, independence of the jiva is a very rare gem. And so therefore, the proper use of the page 249, Bhaktivinoda Thakur again writes, when the jiva makes proper use of his independence, he remains connected with Sri Krishna. But misusing his independence, he disassociates himself with the Lord and is attracted to exploiting and enjoying material nature. So, because of this misuse, the proper use and misuse of this minute independence has different results. One, it connects us with Krishna into the internal potency. And the other one, the misuse will lead us to Maya, into Maya, or under the control of Maya. So this is the choice we have. Now, to get us out of this predicament we're in, because according to our size, the spirit soul, we, even though it is very powerful, it says again, the Chariots explain that the spirit soul is very powerful, but due to its size, it is very weak. So then Krishna requests these Nitya Mukta, the eternally liberated souls, to come down here to get us out of this cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. And So how does Krishna do this? There's one sloka from the Adi Purana. Gayati mam nami mam samban vido tisham aham parikrita nanyakrit janadana. Adi Purana. Those who sing my names and cry in front of me, I am purchased by him. For Janardhan is not purchased by anything else. So if we as spirit souls are sincere to get out of this material world, material nature, as it's just this, as we have to cry for Krishna. And then Krishna in our heart is the super soul. He hears the prayer of the crying spirit of the jiva soul. And then he sends the nitya mukta, the eternal liberated soul, and they descend in the form, generally in the form of the spiritual master. So, due to our blunt material vision, how can one recognize a Nitya Mukta Bhakta devotee? We see by hearing. We see the Nitya Mukta devotee, Bhakta, spiritual master, by hearing pure Hari Gata or Angora Gata from his lips or from their lips. This is how we see. And we see that they are also fully surrendered. And they're totally dependent on Krishna. For protection and maintenance. There are So then the spiritual master or the Nitya Mukta Bhaktas, now they are not on this planet. There are so many pure devotees, so many. And we have experienced one of these in this Bhagavadanta manner. The pure devotee or Nitya Mukta doesn't have to be a male body. It can be a female body, a Vaishnavi. And of course, we have those who were here for a long time. We recognized Mother Kalangana as a pure devotee. And there, so the spiritual, and so the Nitya Bhada, so the Nitya Mukta devotees, they don't have to be, this, and she was she was like a Shiksha Guru for many, many devotees here, many devotees, in also devotees in male bodies here. She was a Shiksha Guru. Now, in in the Guru Tattva, it's not easy to understand. So I'm just going to say what I've understood. Now, you know, we know there's the Diksha Guru and there's the Shiksha Guru. Now, both have to be equally respected. One should not think that the Shiksha Guru is less important than the Diksha Guru. And therefore, they both have to be respected. Now, sometimes, according to the qualification of the Diksha Guru and the qualification of the Shiksha Guru, the Shiksha Guru is more prominent in the life of that individual devotee. Now, an example is, this is the question I want to ask you. Can anybody think of an example of a Shiksha Guru being more prominent than a Diksha Guru? I'll give you a clue. His picture's on the in the Parampara. Yeah. Bhagwan Dasa Thakur, Diksha Guru, Vipin Bihari Goswami was his Diksha Guru. But because he took Shiksha from, as Vishambhara Prabhu just said, he took Shiksha from Srila Jagannath Babaji Maharaj because he was more advanced spiritually than Vipinbihari Goswami. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave equal respect to both Srila Jagannath Babaji Maharaj and Vipinbihari Goswami. Because, so if we take initiation from a Madhyam or Kanista Guru, they can only take us so far. So those who desire to go advance, they can desire to take Shiksha from a Uttam, but also can take initiation from a Uttam. But those who have taken initiation from a Madhyam or a Kanista Guru, then if they desire, if they want to advance, they take Shiksha from a Uttam devotee. And so therefore, but at the same time, as I said, we treat the guru, Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru equally, with equal respect at Guru Puja. Now, at the end of the purport, it mentions the glory, the scripture about the Bhagavad Gita. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, we know that it is spoken by Krishna on the battlefield. But sometimes we just think it's just ABC, but it's not actually. It's a very, very deep sastra, very deep. Now, the Bhagavad Gita has three levels of confidential knowledge. It's confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, and in the Text 63 of 18th chapter. Iti te janam akayatam guyad guyataram maya vishmata yad astrasreina yatratachi tata kuru. Thus I've explained to you knowledge, still more confidential knowledge. Deliberate on this fully, and then you do what you wish to do. So in this then the next verse Savagutayatanam Bhuya Srimin Srimuyu Srimi Pranam Vacha Istumi Sami Duratam Iti Tato Vakshami Te Hitam. Because you are my dear friend, I'm speaking to you, my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear from me, for it is most beneficial. And then from verses 65 to 65 is the, in these verses, is the most confidential knowledge. Now, in verse 66, it talks about surrender. As we know, yeah. So, in this synonym, in the word for word, is the word braja. Now, the word braja doesn't mean Vrindavan. This is confirmed by the word for word in the verse 66. Braja means go. And it means, braja refers to going, moving, those who are always moving towards giving pleasure to Krishna. It doesn't mean the location of Braj. So this is actually very confidential. It's the most confidential knowledge, because the reason why it's confidential is because ultimately we can, through this verse, by giving pleasure to Krishna, we can enter the pastimes of Krishna and Radharani. But not just Krishna, of Radharani, not just the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But we can, because Krishna has many pastimes. And the so many times I hear that it describes these leelas as stories. These are in this Bhagavatam, or in the whole Bhagavatam, Krishna has many leelas. And in the Leela of form, in the form of Vamanadev, Lord Nrisimhadev, with Dhruva Maharaj, and Parashuram, Lord Ram. So these are all Leelas of Krishna. So we should not just think that the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, of course they're the highest, the most confidential, but we should not disrespect the pastimes of the other incarnations or appearances of Lord Krishna. We should, because they're all, these are all eternal pastimes. And to actually, to give pleasure, as I said, Braja means to always moving towards giving pleasure to Krishna. So there's a pastime where I was reading yesterday of Emperor Akbar and Sanatan Goswami. So one time, Emperor Akbar, he came to Vrindavan and he met with Sanatan Goswami. Now, the Emperor Akbar, apparently he was a good ruler. So he came to speak to Sanatan Goswami and he said, "Oh, Sanatan Goswami, I would like to do some service for Braj, for Vrindavan. Do you know who I am?" He said, "Yes, you're the Emperor of India." But it said, how possible for you is it to serve Vrindavan? He says, "You know, I'm the Emperor of India. I can, with the wealth I have, I can decorate all of Vrindavan." And then Sanatan Goswami, he smiled and he said, "How can you serve Vrindavan?" And then he said, "But if you want, there is some service for you." So then he said, "What is that?" He said, "You go to Jamuna Ghat. If we go to Jamuna Ghat, there's one brick that's broken, and you can actually repair that brook, that brick." And he felt a bit Akbar. He felt a bit insulted. I have all the wealth at my disposal. And Sanatan Goswami wants me just to repair one brick. So then they said, "Okay, let's have a look." So both of them go to Jamuna Ghat, and he sees the brick that's broken. Then as he's looking, Emperor Akbar is looking at the brick, Sanatan Goswami comes from behind, covers the eyes of Akbar for a few seconds, and then removes his hands. And then he sees the real Vrindavan. He sees Yamuna Ghat that's covered with Chintamani, gems, rubies, diamonds, you name them. They were there. And then he realizes, Akbar realizes, he says, "With all the wealth I have of all the wealth I have times seven, I cannot even afford to even repair that damage to that brick. Now, Sanatan Goswami gave mercy to Akbar. He gave him the spiritual vision. So this is what the eternally liberated souls, or Nukjabada, does. He gives mercy to the conditioned souls. And so the mercy factor is very important to devotees, because we can do nothing without the mercy of the spiritual master. Absolutely nothing at all. Whatever we do is due to the devotional service. In devotional service, without the mercy of the spiritual master, we're useless. In fact, Bhavna Thakur, he sings in one bhajan, when I examine myself, I see nothing of any value. I am begging, I'm crying for just one speck of your mercy. So this is how the mercy of the spiritual master is very important. We can try to do many things. We think we're the doer. If we think we're the doer, then that can lead to false ego coming up, our false ego rising. And therefore therefore the spiritual master, he knows this. So many times in the past I thought I was the doer, especially when I was doing service in Mayapur, taking devotees on parikram. And sometimes I started thinking I was the doer, explaining all the holy places on the nine islands. And the visiting guests were saying, oh, you explained everything nicely. And then I get back to the office, Brajanath Prabhu, then Brajanath Prabhu said, how did it go? Then I explained, and then he would give me a stern voice and a stern look. He's saying, you're not the doer. You're doing it by the mercy of Lord Caitanya and the mercy of Guru. And what knowledge you have is by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. So don't get proud. So whatever we do is by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. And the way out of this material world is by the mercy. Because the Govinda Maharaj, he gives a very, very nice example in one of his lectures. There's a creeper coming down from the spiritual world. And the jiva souls trapped in this material world are compared to he compares the material world to a well. And the jivas are in the well. And the Nityamukta, they're above the well. And they're lowering down this creeper. And all we have to do to get out of this well of material existence is just hold on to that creeper and never let go. That's all we have to do. Just follow what the guru says. Follows the do's and follow the don'ts, follow his instructions. And if you follow his instructions, you please the guru, and then he'll give you the mercy. So the mercy is very important in the lives of devotees. So we should never get puffed up. And another enemy for the devotees is pratishtha, fame, adoration, and distinction. This is the source of all anattas in the devotees' lives. The answer to counteract these pratishtha is to be humble. To be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, and so on like this. We have to be humble. And we're humble, and then there's no anattas. All the anattas are gone. There's no pratishtha. But if we think on the level of fame, adoration, distinction, then pratishtha has two lovers. I was reading this the other day. One is kapachya, crookedness or duplicity. And then after that comes lust, envy and pride. So we should also avoid the desire to become desire for fame, adoration, and distinction. And again, we have to depend on the mercy of the spiritual master to do this. So mercy is important. And I can. So sometimes the spiritual master's mercy doesn't seem like mercy. It seems very, very harsh. So I can relate my own experience where Vishwan Mahaprabhu is sitting now. The exact spot. In 1992, Govinda Maharaj was sitting on this Vyasasan. And I fell asleep in his class. I don't mean dozing, I mean knocked out. And then, I don't know if you can remember him, this one devotee used to do in charge of the educational program here, Indriyesh Prabhu. He woke me up. And then Govinda Maharaj looked at me. Very angry voice, and for 20 minutes he chastised me. He's saying, "You slept in front of the Bhagavatam, which is the literally incarnation of Krishna." For 20 minutes he just blasted me. But as he was doing it, I realized this is Krishna's mercy. And then at the end, he said to me, "So, are you Krishna Das or are you Maya Das?" So then I said, "Maharaj, I'm Maya Das." And he shouts, "Yes, you're Maya Das. But become Krishna Das." So sometimes the mercy doesn't seem like mercy, but it's for our own, as it says here in the purport, for but the nitya bada, or external conditioned souls, are entrusted to his energy, external energy maya, for rectification of their rebellious attitude towards the Supreme Father. So I got severe on that day. I got severe rectification, but it was Krishna's mercy to me. So I'll stop there. I don't know if anyone has questions or corrections. I will try to answer any.